We will now go from a past East Anglian celebrity to a current one. Jonathan Wills has been with ITV News Anglia for 13 years. He has just left to take up a new role with ITV in Jersey. But before he left, he spoke with Rachel Banham. Here is Sam Elmhurst to tell us about Jonathan's happy days in East Anglia.
Shortly after arriving in Norwich for the first time for his job interview, Jonathan Wills knew that he wanted to work at ITV News Anglia. Almost within minutes of being there, I just had an amazing feel for the place, he says. And frankly, from that day to this, nothing has changed. I have loved every second of it, every minute of it. Now, Jonathan has long been a familiar face on our screens, presenting the ITV Anglia 6pm news with Becky Jago. And he says, it's been the best job that anyone could have in their lives, with the best team, with the best individuals, and in the best place, with the best stories and the best audience. Everything is the best about it. And he has made great friends and absolutely fallen in love with the area. And he adds, it will be a huge wrench to leave Anglia after a wonderful and incredible lucky 13 years. But the opportunity came to head back to the Channel Islands, where my father, who has been poorly, lives, and the chance to stay within the ITV News family was one I couldn't turn down. I am going to work in Jersey with another brilliant news team, where I will be part of the presenting team there. And Jonathan recalls the friendliness and the warmth he experienced during his visit to ITV News Anglia, and was similar to that in his first job at BBC Radio Sussex and Surrey. I just sensed it was like a return to a style of journalism that was very much me, he says. He has worked in national news and sport too, but says at heart he has always been a regional journalist. I've always loved regional television and the connection that it has with its viewers, in a way, frankly, that national news can't, he says. And while both are very important, for me, my natural domain was regional news, and actually that's where I've been able to develop over the past 13 years and have loved it. He adds, the biggest wrench of all will be to leave Becky because we've had such a friendship over the past 13 years. You have to get on with your co-presenter, and we haven't had to force getting on with each other. We just do. We get on very well as friends, and over 13 years, the friendship has become rock solid, really. Jonathan is taking many memories of ITV News Anglia with him to his new role in Jersey. For me, it's not just the programme, it's the whole package. It has been working with the most incredible team, he says. People talk about Anglia being a very special place to work, and it really is. To look forward to coming to work every day to work with such an amazing team is such a privilege. Jonathan knows the ITV News Channel patch well. He says that the team, where he presents alongside Jess Dunstan, is similar in many respects to that at Anglia. It has a similar character, he says. And they're a lovely team, and I'm looking forward to presenting with Jess, but will obviously always have in my heart Becky, who became such a fundamental part of my presenting life, basically. Jonathan is looking forward to returning to the Anglia region to visit friends and believes that ITV News Anglia's new presenter, David Whiteley, will be a huge success. There's no doubt that the programme is in very safe and brilliant hands there, he adds. And Jonathan says, a huge thanks to everyone who has watched and was humbled at how many viewers got in touch to wish him well and tell him how important the programme is to them. Now, that is a role that Becky and I never take for granted. We never have done. And always see it as a very great privilege to come into people's homes at 6 o'clock every night. And seeing those cards that have come in and emails, etc., has made me realise it even more, he says. Oh, and I mean it when I say that as Jersey is one of the places you can visit, please get in touch and come over and say hello if you do come over.
Thank you, Sam. It's good to know that there is a familiar face in Jersey if we are eventually allowed to go there.